This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
8:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, if you watch television and listen to sports talk radio, all the conversations about the young quarterbacks, the up-and-coming quarterbacks in the league, and it seems like one injury has taken Joe Burrow out of the conversation. Folks have forgotten about Joe Burrow, but we have not here. Joining us right now from Fox 19 in Cincinnati, Jeremy Rau. Jeremy, we have not forgotten about Joe. Can you give us a Joe Burrow update?
Well, that's good to hear that you haven't forgotten about Joe. It's, you know, it's interesting that the injury has somewhat spun a little bit the national perspective on Joe Burrow. But and as you said, you guys are in the division. You get it. You understand. He's someone you're going to have to face a couple of times a year. And he's it's been an interesting start to camp for him because Joe Burrow already miraculously has come back from this injury, this ACL-MCL, and is at training camp essentially 7.5 months after he started his treatment. So this is already a sped-up return for him, and he's been a little bit off to start training camp, as one would imagine, right? They've kind of been trying to ease him in, and the first week or so of training camp was really rough for Joe Burrow. I mean, this is a guy that we saw him win the national championship with LSU. We saw what he could do in the first 10 weeks or so last season as he was improving, but he just hasn't looked like himself. He's still not really ready to run around and ad-lib the way we know Joe Burrow can do. So it's been odd watching him early on in camp. But he admitted to us just a few days ago that he has struggled at times mentally, dropping back and knowing that pressure is coming and 11-on-11. I mean, as much as he wants to, you know, see himself as a confident guy, a guy that can overcome this injury, it's still in his head just a little bit. So the Bengals have had to find unique ways to kind of help him get out of his head. And quite frankly, the last few days since he admitted to us that he's been struggling a little bit, he has looked a ton better. And we have to understand as well, there's still around 30 days or so until the opener. So he's got time. It's very doubtful that he's going to play in a preseason game right now. But he is improving. It's just been kind of a slow start to camp for Joe Burrow coming off this major injury.
If he does, if he gets his confidence back and can be the, you know, the quarterback he was before he got hurt, how's the team look overall this season?
I think there's a lot of excitement around this team. I think something that would surprise, you know, certainly, you know, another team in the AFC North, but surprise everyone, is that the defense has looked better. That is one huge key to the Bengals finally turning a corner under head coach Zach Taylor. The defense has been absolutely abysmal. And no matter how good the offense has looked at times, the defense has been a major problem. And the defense has been flashing all over the field in training camp. Now, a lot of times that's a training camp story. You can't latch onto it too much. Mm-hmm. But it's been a consistent thing now for at least a week and a half or so of training camp where the defense is outplaying the offense and flying all over the field. You start to see some of these guys gelling together and really looking like a defense that could at least be middle of the pack in the NFL. And I think with the offensive pieces that they do have, understanding that Joe Burrow has to be healthy, but you look at the weapons they have, the Tyler Boyd kind of weapons, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, who's a rookie, but he's expected to produce a lot, and Joe Mixon is healthy. And when Joe Mixon is healthy, he's proven he could be one of the top rushers in the AFC. So I think they feel really good about a lot of those things. But again, right now the key cog is just getting Joe Burrow where he needs to be.
I'm kind of happy he's in the division because I'm going to get to see him twice a year. But you brought up Jamar Chase. It's my favorite player coming out of college this past season. I think in a year or two, he's going to be in the top five, top 10 in wide receivers. And Vegas already has like his total of over 1,000 yards, which is kind of hard to believe with a rookie wide receiver. What have you seen from him? What have you heard about him thus far? Because I think he's going to be special.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know how this works. You know, you get a chance to see a guy in rookie, you know, minicamp, and, you know, he looks the part in rookie minicamp because he's with a bunch of other rookies. But when it gets to training camp, I think the major question for me and a lot of other guys that cover the team is always, does this guy look the part? Does he look like a top five pick when he's out there on the field with all these veterans and all these other pros who have been doing it for years? And Ja'Marr Chase, the first time I saw him, sure, he's not physically imposing at 6'6" on a good day, but he looks the part, man. He's like a little muscle hamster out there. He's built. He's quick. His route running is impeccable. It's something that's talked about quite a bit. It was talked about in college. You know, the year that he took off, quote unquote, he used all that time to improve his game. And Joe Burrow himself has said, Ja'Marr is better now than the Ja'Marr Chase that I threw to for a national championship a couple of years ago. And the one thing with Ja'Marr Chase is he's still kind of working through a couple of those rookie yips you'll see at times where, you know, guys that are tracking everyday camp, he's dropping the ball a little too much, but then he makes those wow plays. So I do believe Ja'Marr Chase is going to be one of those guys because he is such a technician with how he runs his routes, because he has that breakaway speed. I do believe he is going to be a really, really good wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, this is a guy that's told us already in year one, even talking about confidence, Ja'Marr Chase has told us, I'm here to break every record that any receiver, including Chad Johnson, including AJ Green, has ever set for the Bengals. So his confidence is there. I think he's going to be great. But if you're asking me, I think it might be, you know, one of those things where year two, we really see him really, really take the top off and become one of those elite receivers in the NFL. But I think this year is going to be a pretty darn good first year for him.
Jeremy, real quick, how many wins for the Bengals this year?
You know, everyone keeps asking me that, and it's such a tough thing to predict because Zach Taylor has not achieved much success in his first two seasons with the Bengals. But I think looking at their schedule, it does set up well early on for them to, I think, stack a couple of wins before they do come to Baltimore and face the Ravens. I believe it's in week 7. But I think this team has a chance to go something like 9-8. I could see them doing more than that. I could see them going a win or two under that. But I think right around, you know, obviously you can't go 500. But, you know, 9-8 would be the number that I would put it on because I feel like that they've got potential. But I still think that there is some growth that needs to happen this year. And that's kind of where I sit.
There he is. Hey, Jeremy. Thanks a lot, man. Jeremy Ralph.
My pleasure, man.
All right.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, Ralph.
The other Jeremy. The real Jeremy.
The good one.
Yes. 9 wins, 9-8. He has the Bengals.
I think that's a tall task. I mean, a lot of us are down on the Steelers making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That defense is still legit. I still think they're going to cause problems for teams. I don't know how, like the Steelers coming in week one and being 6.5-point underdogs to the Bills says a lot to me. Because I don't know that the Browns or Ravens would go on the road and be that big of an underdog to any team. And again, time will tell how the teams look because the Steelers' defense is really, really good. Big question is, can they run the
Buffalo,
ball?
They're in Buffalo, though?
They're in Buffalo, but still, it's a touchdown.
I think a 3.5-point spread, really.
Well, I mean, if it was on a neutral field, but it's always going to be that way. So the Steelers would, in essence, be an underdog at home against the Bills if you want to play that game.
I think they should be.
I'm looking at the Bengals' schedule. They start off against the Vikings. I think they could beat the Bears. I think they could beat Jacksonville. I think they could beat Detroit. I think they could beat the Jets. Who else down here? I see them beating Denver.
I think Denver's gonna be a good team.
They'll have six games in the division. They can win two of those. I have them right now at 6 or 7 wins, the Bengals.
That's what I mean, that's kind of where I'm at.
9 would be, you know, more wins in the division, beating the Vikings, things like that.
I think 7's optimistic, honestly, given I just don't think they're gonna be that good. And I don't think Burrow's gonna be that good. I just have a feeling I don't know.
I like him a lot.
No, I know. He was good. I just think the injury and we just heard a little bit about his psyche coming out, you know, coming out of rehab or whatever he's been doing. We'll see.
If he's not good, it's problematic because he's got so many weapons.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.